by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And it's so funny to try to listen to the Calvinists try to do all these weird mental acrobatics to try to make this verse say something other than what it plainly says. You know, the Bible says here that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And this verse is not alone. There are lots of verses that tell us that Jesus Christ died not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And he tasted death for every man. And there are lots of verses that talk about the fact that Jesus Christ died for everybody. And that's why, you know, when it comes to Calvinist doctrine, I'll tell you that their weakest point, the Achilles heel of TULIP, is the one right in the middle, the L, limited atonement. Because you cannot get that from reading the Bible. You're not just going to read the Bible and say, well, Jesus didn't die for everybody, when the Bible's crystal clear in so many scriptures that he did. But typically, when Calvinists will explain to you, they just have some logical argument or somewhere, well, I mean, you know, if he already died for their sins, then how could they die for their own sins? But you know what? You can't just sit there and just come up with all these mathematical proofs and logics for you to deny scripture. You know, you got to just take the Bible for what it says. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So who did he love and for whom did he give his only begotten son? That's the whole world. God so loved the world. Notice what it doesn't say. God so loved whosoever believeth. For God so loved whosoever believeth that he gave his only begotten son. Is that what it says? It doesn't say God so loved whosoever believeth that he gave his only begotten son. It says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice, whosoever believeth is a different group than the world, isn't it? Are these the same group? Whosoever believeth, the world. These are not the same two groups here. Because the world is the whole world. That's everybody. So Jesus loved and died for the whole world, so that a subset of that, whosoever believeth, would not perish, but have eternal life. And so I could go on all night. I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail on debunking limited atonement, because it's like taking candy from a baby, okay, to debunk limited atonement. You could probably, you know, people who've barely read the Bible could do it, because there's just so many verses. But they've got all kinds of wonderful, rational, logical leaps and explanations to explain to us why Jesus didn't really die for everybody. And then they create this weird straw man when you say, I reject limited atonement. And there's like, oh, so you're saying everybody's going to heaven? It's like, what? Oh, so you're universalist? Everybody's saved? No. Oh, so you're saying Jesus tried to save people and failed to save some of them? It's like, hello, why don't we just read the Bible and just take it for what it says? The Bible just says that Jesus loved the world, and he died for the world, and whoever believes on him can be saved. And Jesus rebuked people for not believing in him, and he said, you will not come to me that you might have life. Will means want to. He said, whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life for you. Whoever wants to, let him come. Just kidding. It's only people that I pick, and I didn't even die for you anyway. That's not what the Bible says. It's a goofed up theology, and it's just wrong on so many levels.